This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Here is a not at all hypothetical question. Would you willingly write down and then have published a record of everything you spend money on in a week? Refinery29, which is a media company focused mostly on younger women, asked exactly that of its readers, no names attached, of course, for a series they call Money Diaries. Lindsay Stanberry is the work and money editor at Refinery29, and her book, also called Money Diaries, is a compilation of some of those published stories. Lindsay, welcome to the program.
Thank you so much for having me.
Why did you start doing this project? It's been going a couple of years now, right?
Yeah, we launched it in January of 2016. We had started covering more work and money content, and we had seen that women were really interested in these personal financial stories. And an editor that I work with, Jessica Chow, came to me and said, you know, we should do Money Diaries. And I said, I don't know. It might be boring. Who wants to see receipts?
Funny.
Is it going to be interesting storytelling? But I told her to go do it. We really like to experiment at Refinery. So she came back to me a week later with a diarist who was in her 20s and living in Brooklyn and a designer. And during the week, she complained about her job, got avocado toast, took an Uber, and was like really typical millennial. And then she went on a Tinder date and did coke and had a really funny line about how she didn't know how much the coke cost.
Wow.
So she didn't include that in her money diary.
And who says this was going to be boring?
And who said this is going to be boring?
Man.
And I was like, oh, we're onto something. This is amazing. So we published that one and it did well. And then we published another one. And the momentum just built from there. We did one a week and then two a week and then three a week. And then this year we started publishing every day.
And now a book.
They
are anything but boring. I'll tell you what. Why women, first of all?
I think that women are just now beginning to tell their financial stories. It's always been dominated by men. When I started the work and money section at Refinery29, I did it because I felt like so much of the narrative around money was either super pink for women, you know, with the advice of like, don't buy lattes or don't buy shoes, or it was like very male-dominated stock market sports terms. And that was so alienating. So I wanted a place where women could really tell their own stories, and we found that they were really excited to do that.
What do you know about how these diaries are consumed, right? I mean, how often do they get read? Do certain ones get read more than others? Do we know that?
We do find that, you know, the high earners are more popular, women who make over six figures. And I think that that kind of plays into our interest in general in society with how women and men spend their wealth. It's fascinating.
Yeah, there's all kinds of interesting things in here about, you know, women who pay for like dinner on a date and stuff like that.
Yeah. In the book, you know, I really wanted to cover who pays on the first date and what does that say about your relationship and when do you reveal to your partner if you have debt. I know many couples who are, you know, uncomfortable getting into relationships because they have six figures in student loan debt. It's a reality for us. And I think it's really important to talk about.
There's no, other than salary information, right? There's no demographics in here. We don't necessarily know race and other sort of things that go to inequality and money in this society, do we?
No, we don't. But it's really interesting because there's often signifiers. If you're a careful reader, you can tell when a diarist reveals her race or her background. And, you know, for as much as we originally thought this was just going to be a tally of people's daily spending, it's so much more than that. You know, they reveal what they like to do for exercise, how they spend their weekends, their relationships, their problems at work. And we work actively to make sure that the diaries that we're publishing feel diverse.
Yeah. So some of the producers here, as we were getting ready to do this interview, they did their own money diaries. And I'm probably telling tales out of school here, but I won't mention any names. But first of all, we're not going to publish them because we didn't do them for that. But just to see, you know, how people were spending. And it's interesting because people like didn't make certain purchases because they knew they were going to diary about this.
Yeah, it's fascinating, right? I actually think that Money Diaries, the series, is really entertaining, but doing a Money Diaries of financial exercise is really powerful. I often say that I go to the store and I swipe my credit card without looking at the total, and I think a lot of people do that.
Mm-hmm.
I know writing this book, I really curbed my latte habit, even though I tell people I will never say don't buy a latte. There was something about knowing I was spending $5 on that that kind of made me stop and pause and, you know, go and get the coffee at the office, which isn't terrible. I'm lucky.
Lindsay Stanbury, she's the work and money editor at Refinery 29. The new book is called Money Diaries. It is, honestly, it's completely fascinating. Lindsay, thanks a lot.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Just because there is a little voyeur in all of us, we've got one of those more than six-figure diaries that everybody loves to read. We got it online, marketplace.org.